Love you.
Love you. That always reminds me of the wonderful world of Disney. Remember that? I saw the special last week on the 50th anniversary of Disney World. And Leo, dude, you are absolutely magic. And hi, everyone. I'm so glad we get to be together again today. And as Steve already mentioned, it is another 12 Power Sunday. Back in the fall of last year, which, wow, 1 year ago, when I learned that Unity Worldwide Ministries would be focusing on the 12 powers this year in 2021, their focus was going to be on how to stay centered in our 12 powers no matter what. How to use these 12 spiritual gifts, tools, no matter what life throws at us. And I thought it would be really cool to be in alignment with that. But what was coming to me was igniting our 12 powers, really cranking them up. And this is the one, Zeal, where we really, really use that power of ignition, of igniting. Zeal is our power to be enthusiastic, to be passionate, to be on purpose, to live in joy. And we always have access to these powers. They're not anything new. We're just calling them forth to pull them forth in our lives. And now most of us learn best by example and illustration. And so here is someone who represents all of those things I just mentioned: enthusiasm, passion, inspiration, motivation, excitement, all of these qualities, and then some. So here is the goddess of fabulosity, of zeal herself, my friend, Nicole Henry.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know what I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know what I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, a new day, a new life for me, and I'm feeling. twist of the pine, you know what I feel. Freedom is mine. It's a new world, a bold world, a new life for me. Oh, it's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. Oh, it's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good, yeah. A new dawn, a bold world, a new life. And I'm feeling, yes, I'm feeling good.
Woo! Can we just listen to Nicole Henry all day today? Talk about living your passion and your purpose and making the world a better place because of it. Oh, Lord. And today's talk I decided to call Sizzle, Baby. And I think it's safe to say she did and she does. And Nicole, I know that you have a new CD that you are releasing next Friday. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that later. Because right now I'm a little overtaken with all that zeal and all that enthusiasm. And I did not even notice that you were wearing an orange dress of all those, all the fashion show that you just put on in that park. Wow. Zeal personified. And you know what? You are also zeal personified. We know that orange is the color of zeal because it's such a vibrant, stimulating color. It's already orange. Most people think of it. It's widely thought of to be a color of power because of the energy, the high vibration of the color of orange. And we know, as we've studied these 12 powers, that Charles Fillmore saw a specific location of each of these power centers in our body. And the power center for zeal is right in the nape of the neck, right there I guess it's called the brain stem. There are a lot of different names. Let's play this game, find the word. A lot of names for this area, but it's right there. Put your hand there, put your fingers there, massage it a little bit. Oh, massage the zeal. Let's loosen that up. I have been very enthusiastic about these powers, which is one reason I wanted to do a quarterly workshop. Now, the workshop that we're doing on Saturday is the one that had to be rescheduled from September because of my surgery. So instead of an hour and a half workshop, we're going to do a 2-hour workshop so that we can cover 4 powers. All right. Because I've got enough information around me right here to talk for the next couple of hours, but don't run. I'm not going to do that. We're going to get to spend this time together in quality minutes. Now, one of the probably most famous quotes in the world of unity is a quote about zeal by Charles Fillmore, but we're not going to go to that one just yet. I would like to share with you something else that Charles Fillmore had to say about zeal. Leo, do you have that card for us? Charles Fillmore said that zeal is the affirmative impulse of existence. Its command is go forward. Zeal is the mighty force that incites all things to action, the eternal urge behind all things. The person without zeal is like an engine without steam, or an electric motor without a current, or I like to add, a gas without car, or car without gas. Lord help me today. To be without zeal is to be without the zest of living. To be without zeal is to be without the zest for living. Zeal is that inner fire. It's what urges us. It's what urges us onward. It is that affirmative impulse. One thing that I want us to get about using our power of zeal and igniting this power of zeal is it's about bringing back our joy. Now, here's something to always remember about all of these powers. Just like the energy of God, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent energy that is God, it's all neutral. It just is. We are using it how we are deciding to use it. The same with these 12 powers, the same with zeal. We can use our power of zeal enthusiastically in two different directions. We can use it for good, or we can use it for the polar opposite. You know, Simon is the disciple that represents our power of zeal, and he was known as a zealot. And then there's the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus that was a pain in the butt. He was misusing his power of zeal. And the misuse of it makes me think right now of all of this division that is still so present all around us, and about this ongoing political climate that we're in, and how people, so many individuals, are using their power of zeal for harm, not for good. We should never be, yes, I'm using the word should, a rare instance. We should never be using our power of zeal to harm anyone. That's not what it's about. It's about finding our passion, our purpose, our joy, rediscovering, reconnecting with that which drives us forward. Why we're here. And we're all here to do good. We're all here to be the light of the world. And the real thing about zeal, this passion for zeal, the passion, the enthusiasm that it is, it's about God. It's about going within. There's another affirmation that I want to share with you. Leo, I think you have that card also. It's a beautiful card. I ignite my zeal by focusing on what brings me joy. I ignite my zeal by focusing on what brings me joy. Simple, yet powerful. I ignite my zeal by focusing on what brings me joy. Say it with me right now from wherever you are. I ignite my zeal by focusing on what brings me joy. So how can we channel the energy of zeal toward a more joy-filled life? Again, zeal is the energy that drives us. It's our get up and go. It expresses as a rush of energy at the start of something new and something exciting. And it's the energized enthusiasm that gets us up in the morning, that moves us forward, humming with expectancy, the quiet intensity that keeps us moving forward. Charles Fumer also called it the inward fire of the soul that urges us onward. Sizzle, baby. Zeal is the inward fire of the soul that urges us onward. Now, zeal isn't just about woohoo, rah-rah enthusiasm. It can be. It can also be a quiet thing. It can be shiny and bright and exuberant out in the world. And it can also be a quiet intensity that's burning from within. It can be big and explosive, and it can also be subtle, shifting our inner landscape. So, how do we activate this? I think the easiest place to start is really beginning to notice what in our life supports our joy. It's that simple. Sometimes we lose our joy. That's when we have the opportunity to get still, to connect with these powers, to activate that zeal, to activate the zeal within us. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now is think, firstly, don't get in your head about it. Just check right here in your heart. Think of something, no matter how small, that brings you joy, and write it in the comments, in the chat. And then Leo, if you would, I probably should have talked to you about this, but hey, we're in the flow. When you find something in the chat that brings someone joy, would you bring it up on the screen? It can be anything. A walk in the park. Having breakfast. What is it? I don't need to keep feeding you stuff. Leah, has anyone shared anything yet? Looking at the screen, I also know that there's a slight delay that comes in from comments to the screen. Whoops, sorry about that. Okay, now I know somebody's putting something in there that brings them joy. I can feel it. Heloisa dancing. Heck yeah, joy in the body, body, mind, spirit. Yes, Maya, nature, the power of connecting with nature, animals. Stop there for just a minute, Leo, if you would, on animals, because think if you are a pet owner. Okay, let me be more specific. If you're a dog owner, I don't think all cats run to the door to greet you, but dogs act like it's the best thing in the entire world. Wah! That's the perfect example of an organic enthusiasm, deep organic enthusiasm. Let's keep going. Leo, what else we got? Char, my art. Your art, it has brought so many of us joy. Your creations, sharing your creativity with others. Absolutely, yes. Passion, enthusiasm, purpose. What else? Heloisa is still dancing. Go, Heloisa! We're going to play I Release again with Tony and keep that dancing going. Elena, beauty. Yes, beauty. Beauty, quiet. Janet, my blind dog Dorito. Oh, I love that. Joy, joy, joy. Let's hear some more joy. Melissa, my cats. Absolutely. Unconditional love. All they have to do is be. Lynn, friends, theater. Okay, we don't need to keep going on and on. You guys can read them in the chat, and hopefully I'll be able to check those later. I like to look back and see what everyone said so I can, it makes me feel even more connected to all of you as we keep the prayer fires burning. Igniting your joy is about listening to what makes your heart sing, even if it's a very quiet song to start. Even if it's a very quiet song to start. It's to pay attention to the small things that bring us joy, no matter what. And to look beyond what you're already good at and to focus on what feels fun and freeing, whatever that is. Try things. We've been living in a perfect time of trying things in this changed, new, and different world that we're living in right now. I had a story here somewhere. I don't know where it is. But when we find ourselves, I will tell you this, when we find ourselves tired or low on energy or enthusiasm, the first thing that we need to do is to listen. Just get still and just listen. Ask, what do I need to realign? What have I forgotten? What do I need to discover anew that will bring me joy? I want to go to that quote that I was referring to a minute ago that is so popular in the Unity movement. And Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore, is known to have said this quote, to say these words at 94 years old. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that need to be done by me. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that need to be done by me. Leo, if you'll leave that up there for a minute, what I'm going to ask you all to do is what we did a few minutes ago. Connect with that that place of zeal, that center point of zeal in the nape of the neck, right there, the stem of the brain, and tap on that. And three times together, I want us to say this, these words together. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that need to be done by me. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that need to be done by me. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that need to be done by me. Just massage that spot. Make that connection. What is your passion? What brings you joy? What lights that fire within you? What makes you sizzle? Psst. What makes you sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, with a mighty faith to bring forth what ought to be done by you? We're here to do good, and we have opportunities all day long to do just that. Every encounter, we have the choice to be kind, to look into someone's eyes and connect, to be the light of the world that connects with the light of the world that they are. The light in me connects with the light in you. The spark of zeal in me connects with the spark of zeal in you. How are you using your powers? How are you using your power of zeal? Fear is contagious. Hate is contagious. Love is contagious. Kindness is contagious. Enthusiasm, passion, Zeal can be a quiet thing. It can start as a quiet song. I'm thinking of a memory right now that just came to me. Because we're talking about this. Many, many years ago, we're talking probably mid-90s, early in my Unity journey, after we would go to the service at Lincoln Center, I know that some of you were there, we had kind of a ritual. People would get together and go to brunch, as many of you have always done also. And there were probably eight of us, maybe 10, 8 or 10 of us that were going to brunch one day. I was invited to go with this group of people. And it was a quiet but pivotal moment on my own journey. Because after we had had this wonderful experience together at Lincoln Center, Avery Fisher Hall, Sunday morning, I was stunned. I was so uplifted and jazzed about Unity and how it was changing my life. And I had found my people. I had found my tribe. I had found my belief system that resonated with me. And I was so stunned that these people were, like, I'm all speaking French for a minute. They were just bitching and moaning and gossiping about somebody. And I wanted to leave, but I didn't honor myself by doing that. I stayed there. And I know that I was supposed to, because I didn't participate. I thought, wow, everything that I've learned so far, I get to be the light of the world right now. I get to be love in action, or inaction, just be. And one of the people sitting there turned to me and said, wow, you're being so good. I'm like, how? You're not saying anything. I was like, What I got to witness was people's humanity. I would say I wasn't judging them, because I was judging them, judging someone else. But even that was part of the experience and the lesson and this memory that just came back to me. I got to hold a space without saying a word, and that was actually the point. I wasn't saying anything. I got to hold a space that shifted that conversation when it stopped. There was some ugly gossiping going on, and I was stunned learning this about the humanity of these individuals, because, you know, remember, we're spiritual beings expressing in the human form. So even in that quiet moment, I'm sure that memory just came to me, because it was zeal. But it was quiet. It wasn't rah, rah, rah. It was quiet. So I'm going to take this memory as a sign that we have the opportunity now to go into the quiet, to go into that quiet place of meditation, to that flame within us, to that spark within us. And let's contact it. Let's breathe into it. Just breathe. I'm not sure how meditative this is, but I'm getting the image of the magic birthday candles that spark. You try to blow them out, and they keep relighting. That's the flame within us. We breathe into it. That spark within us, that flame within us, that becomes the fire of passion within us, needs the breath. So as you continue focusing on your breath, just let it drop deeper and deeper into your body, letting everything relax from the very top of your head all the way down. All the way down, your face is relaxing. Feel that energy moving like melting wax all the way down the back of your head, massaging that place of zeal on the way down. Moving across your shoulders, relaxing them. Breathe. Just breathe. And from that flame that is flickering within you, at the very center, true Christ nature of who you are, we see the light, the glow of this flame beginning to fill your entire body. You are a being of light, and light is filling your entire body. It's filling at your own unique pace, your own unique tempo. And as the body fills with light, it begins to extend from your fingers and your toes and your crown chakra. Out through your pores. And now envision this light within you slowly beginning to turn a beautiful shade of orange. This is your shade of orange that represents the vibration of the power of zeal. And this light is sparkly, crackling. Filling your entire being. And if this light wants to begin to turn another color, go with it. Just go with it. And as you continue to breathe, to know we go into the silence. Into the silence. Enthusiasm of passion within you at any time. Just be still and know. And so it is.